Section 4. You will hear an environmental studies student giving a presentation about a disease affecting bees. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40 on page 8. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon. My presentation today is on a disease which affects bees. I'll start with some background. For a number of years, bee populations all over the world have been suffering serious problems, and their numbers are in decline. A number of studies have been undertaken to try to establish the cause of this decline and find out whether it's due to loss of habitat or to fluctuations in the weather or to diseases such as viruses. This decline has manifested itself in a decrease in the number of individual bees, but also in how long they can be expected to live, their lifespan, and in the range of places in which they're found. All this is obviously bad news for the bees, but there are also serious effects for us human beings in terms of our lifestyle as well as our economic well-being. Bees are the world's most important pollinators. They fly from plant to pick up high-energy food for their young, and in the process transfer pollen between plants, enabling the plants to be fertilised. So the loss of bees affects agricultural output. Indeed, it's been estimated that fully one-third of the food we consume is from pollinated plants, fruit like apples and strawberries, and also nuts. So we really do depend on bees for these foods. And other plants as well as food crops rely on bees for pollination, such as cotton. And there's really no plausible alternative to bees. In some countries, workers use artificial methods, such as trying to transfer pollen by hand with the aid of a tiny brush. But this is costly and not considered a viable option in many parts of the world. So research is trying to find out more specifically what is happening to bee populations and what might be done about it. In this presentation, I want to focus on one of the major causes of bee decline, a disease called DWV, or deformed wing virus, which is passed from bee to bee by a parasite. This sucks the blood from one bee, and in moving on to another, it passes on the virus. As the name suggests, DWV deforms the bee's wings, causing adult bees to develop abnormally short and weak wings, but it also damages their legs, making it difficult for them to balance. And the effects are not only physical, but also cognitive, impairing something which is very important to bees, their memory. This is normally highly developed in all kinds of bees and crucial to the way they conduct their activities. Now, the specific research I'm talking about looked at two distinct types of bee, the honeybee, which lives in large domesticated or farmed colonies, and the much bigger bumblebee, which lives in the wild. DWV has previously been studied in detail in domestic populations, i.e. in honeybees. But this research project also looked into DWV in bumblebees. Its main question was, is the disease being transmitted directly from the honeybees to the wild bees? They identified 26 sites throughout the UK where honeybee and bumblebee populations come into contact with each other naturally. They captured infected bees of both species, and the first thing they did was to analyse the DWV virus they each harboured. They found the virus strain in honeybees was identical to that found in bumblebees. Secondly, they found that 35% of the captured honeybees were infected with DWV, but a far lower percentage was found in bumblebees. Although there is not yet enough information to prove anything conclusively, all these findings do strongly support the idea that the disease is transmitted and that the direction of travel is from honeybees to bumblebees. With this finding strongly indicated, the researchers finished their study by suggesting a number of ways in which the problem might be tackled. Firstly, they say that a system should be set up to urge bee farmers to share information with other farmers about levels of DWV infection in their hives. And a second but related point is, in order to facilitate this, they want to develop quick and easy tests, which can be administered by non-scientists. In order to promote these solutions, there should be beekeepers' associations where farmers can support each other's initiatives. Another idea is to reduce the use of pesticides, because there are strong signs that these lower immunity to this and many other diseases. Now, if anyone has any questions, I'd be very
happy. That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.